Zirid studied the faces of those around him, looking for anyone else who might be watching them. Faces blurred into one another. He felt as if their pursuers were breathing right down his neck. Unable to stop himself, he turned and shot a glance backward. Through the sea of faces, he glimpsed the two men Aaron had described in the casino. Both saw him looking at them. He looked away, cursing himself.
"They know we know,"
he said. Aaron was staring at a wall-mounted vidscreen that showed a news piece about the negotiations on Alderaan. "A breakthrough in negotiations?" read the caption. A human man, his dark hair combed back over a wrinkled face, was speaking. Zirid did not recognize him. The tag below his image named him Lord Barriss.
"Did you hear what I said, Aaron?"
She pulled her eyes away from the screen with difficulty.
"I heard you. What do you think they want?"
Zirid had made a lot of enemies since signing on with the exchange, but he figured those pursuing them wanted the Engspice.
"They want the cargo we're taking to Coruscant," he said.
They hopped on an autowalk that sped them across the port. Through the transparasteel windows along one wall, they could see freighters and other small starships sitting on the port's landing pads. Crane droids loaded and unloaded cargo. He used the reflection in the transparasteel to determine if the men were still behind them. They were, but he still could not tell if there were more or just the two.
"They just got on the autowalk behind us," Zirid said as the men followed them onto the belt.
"Tell me what it is, Zirid. The cargo."
He did not hesitate, though he did not look at her when he answered. Instead, he stared at his own reflection in the transparasteel.
"Engspice."
She said nothing for a time, and he disliked the import of the silence.
"How did you get into running Engspice?"
she asked finally. He disliked even more the accusation he heard in her tone and turned to face her.
"How did you fall out with the Order and go off looking to murder? It's a long story, yes? Well, so is this."
She stared into his face, those open green eyes. He saw more pain in them than he'd ever seen before.
"You're right. I'm sorry, Zirid. I didn't mean..."
"I'm not proud of it, Aaron."
"I know."
She would know. She would sense his guilt, his ambivalence.
"We do what we do,"
she said.
"We do what we must."
"Right,"
she said.
"What we must."
They switched walks, took an auto stair up a floor. He continued to watch the two men behind them. They made no move to close the distance between them.
"What are they waiting for?"
Aaron asked. Zirid had wondered the same thing, but realization soon dawned.
"They don't know whether I know where the spice is."
Ahead, he saw the landing pad where Fat Man as Red Dwarf was docked. A long cargo tram rolled past. A platoon of maintenance droids trudged near it. A man and a woman before it waved to each other, smiled, embraced, and moved on. Another two men near it drew his attention. One sat on a chair near the door that led out to the landing pad. A port comp sat open on his lap, but he paid it no heed. The second faced the transparasteel window, ostensibly looking out on the landing pad. Zirid imagined him watching them approach in its reflection.
"Do you know where it is?"
Aaron asked.
"It's on my ship,"
he said.
"The exchange uses jacked maintenance droids to sneak illicit cargo onto their mules."